Hello, this is Sifu Perhax with the with an Inner Circle call. I'm here with Sifu Jones, and we have a very special guest today that I know that anyone listening to this audio call is really going to enjoy. We're going to be interviewing one of our certified instructors, Andre, and he's going to be sharing a lot of great information with us. So we're just going to kind of go into a lot of different stories and also cover a little bit of Andre's background. I'd like to introduce Sifu Jones and Andre at this time.
How's everybody going? I wanted to bring on certified instructor Andre. You know, we've seen him, of course, on the Inner Circle membership through, like he did the big spoons or sensing the objects type videos for us. And we wanted to give you a little bit of his background, a little bit of what he thinks about chi energy and how he kind of came about learning this stuff. So how's it going today there, Andre?
Things are always wonderful over here. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing fantastic, Andre.
Enjoying the new house?
I really am enjoying the new house. I mean, I just actually got my office squared away today, got all the boxes put away, and we're getting there, all the boxes. I got a jacuzzi, and I'm getting ready to get that thing, you know, fired up outside, so that should be pretty cool. So it's coming together. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, one thing, me and my wife, we've got a jacuzzi out back of our place. Just remember, when it's really, really cold out, to wear flip-flops or your feet stick to the ground like your tongue on a metal pole.
That's
when
good
you,
advice,
you, make, you make about five steps and you freeze right to it.
Oh, man. I definitely will remember that.
All right.
So, Andre, what did you, like, when did you start doing this kind of getting interested in energy work and healing? About how old were you?
Well, when I got interested in it was a different story. I was brought up with my grandma and grandpa, and my grandma, when we were children, she always put her hands on us to, you know, heal normal stuff, you know, like colds or headaches or, you know, got hurt, she'd put her hands on us, and she'd say something like, she'd command the cells in the body to turn back on, and then she would just get herself feeling like happy, and she would just basically tell the cells, you're going to fix yourself now, you're going to go back into the order or something like that, she'd say, and when you wake up, you'll feel fine. And I never thought much of it, you know, growing up, and, you know, later on in life when I get a little older and out by myself, I see what she, and I do research, you know, and I see what she's doing. She was positively commanding cell structures to change. So I was brought up with that in my house every day, and I just didn't really, I guess, I didn't know that normal people didn't do that, you know, and you get older and you look back, you go, oh, yeah, and other people don't do that. You just take the kid to the hospital or start feeding them pills and shit, you know, so that's the DR pill, you know, I guess we just never realized it.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing how you can just go through it. If when you get it in, when you're really young like that, you just do think that these type of things are normal and stuff. So when did you actually put it together that this was some kind of energy work or chi energy like this?
I think my wife got sick in, when did you get sick? In 2000? Was it before? No, it had to be after 2000, maybe 2001, 2002. I'd say like 2001, 2002, my wife got really, really, really sick. And we were in the hospital and in the doctor's office, and they kept telling her, can't find nothing wrong with her, but she's definitely, there's something wrong, you know. And every doctor we went in, they kept saying, we don't know what's wrong with it. Yes, you have these conditions. Yes, you have this end result, but it's, we don't know why. And they doped her up, took her up, took her down, put her on this, put her on that, did this, did that, and nothing they did would have any relief to her at all. Medication didn't work, pain pillars didn't work, nothing worked. And I would say that's probably, what do you think, baby, 2001, 2002? Probably 2001, 2002, I realized that for me and my family, that I will never, ever not be able to take care of that type of thing. You know, it was, to me, it felt so wrong that these medical doctors that are gurus can't fix something as simple as, now to me, I would look at it as an imbalance in her system. You know, they had no idea of the system as an electrical body instead of just a physical body. And her problem, I believe, was all electrical-based related issues, not a physical. So they couldn't see it on an x-ray. They couldn't fix it. So I would say that's about the time when it started, and I turned right into a junkie. I researched every kind of Mickey Mouse doctor stuff, electrical devices, frequency devices, Rife tubes, I mean, Oregon Energy, just for the reason that I didn't ever want to go back through that program again. I couldn't deal with that. To me, it was just wrong. So I would say, if we were given a day, I'd say 2002. And then I started going to every type of Reiki seminar, laying on hands seminar, anything that I could get my hands on that somebody could say, I can fix it right now. I went to, or I spent my money on.
A lot of research on
the internet. Yeah, and just pages and documents on the internet, you know, from anybody that said they were a healer. I would say I did that stuff for about 3 or 4 years. And how long we've known each other? About 3 years?
Yeah, a little over 3 now.
I would say we've been training for 3 years. Once I realized I was doing that quantum stuff. Remember when I first met you? I was making them grids.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Introducing a new and then introducing a different thought form into it. To get the body to change, structure to change in a physical body. And I think that's when I met you, and your stuff just, well, okay, you want my background. So that was that. I added in the control factor that you give in your classes, and that's what they didn't teach you anywhere else, that it's all you control it. And once I realized that from the screen technique where you move it, you put it, you place it, you add all the feelings, all the stuff, all of the, what I'm calling the substance, to the other guy's stuff, everything works seamlessly. You know what I mean? And the system that you show, it's complete. So once I started implementing your stuff in with what I was doing, or your stuff just, it became like a stepping stone for me. And I know healing's pretty easy for me on humans. I mean, I can move bone, and it's pretty easy stuff to do. So $2.
Yeah, concerning that, because like just recently, you had a break, and I'd kind of like you to kind of explain that story, what went down there.
Yeah, we got a. This is for everybody out there that doesn't. I mean, I talk to Rob all the time, and Al, we're good friends now. You know, I've been training with these guys for about three years. I'll be honest with you, these guys are like my family. It's amazing the contact and the bond. I know that me and Rob have made personally. It's amazing. He's like a best friend kind of guy to me. So, as an instructor, I don't even think we're at that level anymore. I think we're well beyond instructors. You know, when we get together, we can make things happen right now. It's just an amazing thing. My ankle. Okay, I've got a supercross track at my house where we ride dirt bikes and four-wheelers at my house, and I've got a 30-foot tabletop along the back. And me and one of my buddies, Rob, we were jumping quads over it, and I launched across the 30-footer, and when I landed, I kicked this four-wheeler out sideways, and only one tire hit. Instead of landing like in a wheelie on two tires, it landed in a wheelie on one tire, and it shook my ankle off the four-wheeler, tore it off the foot peg. My foot hit the ground, and then the rear tire grabbed it, and I was still sitting on it, wrapped my leg all the way up over the backside of the four-wheeler. It came back around to the front. Well, the four-wheeler was still in the air, so I couldn't hit the brake because the brake's on the other side. It had kind of sucked me off the four-wheeler, so the only brake I could get my hands on was the front brake. Well, that tire was still up in the air. So, you know, one more time around, my leg goes bang, back down. Then the front end landed, and it came to the bottom of the jump, so I pulled the front brake lever on, and I just doom, 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 and then I kind of flopped off to the side of it. And that was not really good. I didn't have racing boots on. I just had, I think, a pair of my work boots on or something like that. And that really hurt a lot. That was one of the most painful. I think that's probably the number 3 on my most painful ever list. I got up off of it. I kind of pushed myself away. I stood up, and I went boom, right back to the ground. I'm like, oh, that's not good. So I think my buddy and my wife came over, and they put their, you know, I put my arms over their shoulders, and then we got back into the house. Oh, fuck, that hurt. Oh, God, I can feel it right now. Can you feel it, baby? Yeah, it hurt. No, okay, just me. So I get back in the house, and it was definitely not good. First of all, I was in so much pain that I couldn't even begin to start doing any kind of healing. Because it just hurt so much. All I can think of is, ah, you know, and it was one of those kind of, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, I got a little tingle. This bitch hurt a lot. Yeah, and it just went, watermelon. Yeah, it just swelled right up.
So it was mainly right there on the ankle then you're talking about?
I couldn't tell because I didn't take my boot off. You know what I'm saying?
You just know it's somewhere in the foot area at that point.
I couldn't stand on it. It fell right back to the ground. You know what I mean? It was so much. By the time they carried me back in the house, normally when I mess something up, I just do my thing to it and I fix it. You know, I was in so much pain, Rob, that I couldn't even think about the first thing to do for technique to create a mind change to step me into anything. Like, there's no way I could have created a screen in that moment. You know what I mean? I was going, ah! It hurt a lot.
Really?
So, yeah, it was nuts. So we sat down in the couch, and then, did you put your hands on me and Lindsay, or just you at first when you first carried me? I think it was just you. I got inside, and the pain was terrible. So my wife, she just put her hands on me, and then after she had her hands on me for maybe, I don't know, this was, you know, 3-4 months ago I did this, I think she probably had her hands on me for a minute or two. It gave me the presence of mind then. And then it was like, it took away that edge. You know, you get that edge when you're like, ah! When she put her hands on me, it got rid of that edge, you know, so it was like I had enough consciousness now that it took enough pain away that the consciousness had returned back to me so I could deal with it then, you know. And then I remember sitting on the thing, I'm like, okay, just breathe for a little bit, you know, get some energy back here, breathe. And I got my thought back in the process so that we could do something with it. And it was pretty wrecked.
Really?
Yeah, make long story short, probably a 10-minute window in there where I was just trying to get back down to reality. And then I remember we took my boot off, and it was oozing out. It was like a
white,
clear almost, wasn't it? Like, it looked like
where your
Vaseline
on that holds your joints to your.
Yeah, there was this little bone sticking out the side of it, and out of that little bone, there was clear ooze. I thought it was clear. Maybe it was yellowish, but it wasn't blood. Like, you'd expect when you take your sock down, you'd expect it to be full of, like, you know, blood. And there was no even.
It was that fluid that holds your ankle bone, whatever, to pivot and move.
Yeah, so it was not normal blood. Let's put it that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I did have a bunch of blood on my sock, and it was stuck to my leg. Yes, that was all there, and it was from the bone sticking out the side of it. So, but the weird thing was this clear fluid, you know, and it was pretty bad. It wasn't the best, and we were all going to go to the haunted house that night, and we had all my buddies come over. That we, you know, we had a little group going, and these are a bunch of guys that, you know, I've been dealing with for years. Except for the one guy, Rob, which Lindsay's new boyfriend. But anyways, so I knew that I would have some energy to fix my ankle if I could make it to the time when they would show up. You know what I mean? You get a bunch of guys together, put your hands on it, and move, and get knocked out. What's up?
No, remember, me and Lindsay put our hands on your leg for 20 minutes or so, and you went back out, four wheeling.
Yeah.
You came back in, and you were just, and then you couldn't stand, so then that's
okay. I don't know if you hurt my wife or not.
Yeah. So in other words, you have a compound fracture there, you know, and it's you're contemplating on going to an event, like a Halloween party is what you're saying?
Yeah, at 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
It was 3:30 when I broke it. I mean, I could just make the story real short. So long story short, My wife and her girlfriend were here first, and my wife's normally not into healing. Just in the last 3 or 4 months, I think she finally realized that how wonderful our life has become since we've met you and doing the things that we do as a group, you know what I mean? That she finally realized that, yes, you really do create the love in your life, and you do really create the healing if you command it to do so. And she knows how, she's seen me heal so many things, you know, she knows I always do it, but sometimes it just takes a certain period of time. So my wife, she's like, why don't you just hurry up and start healing? Okay, this was like I broke my ankle, I got back on it, you know what I mean? And then I couldn't do it no more, so I came back in the house, that was enough for this. I always like to fix stuff right away when it breaks. Just so you can, it's easier to fix like that, but this didn't work that way. So it was
Now, did you just, like, set it yourself, you mean? You just like pushed it back together. Is that what you're saying?
I don't push it back together. I put the foot back, like, you know, what happened was my foot was cocked to the inside. It wasn't like it didn't hang straight anymore.
Right.
It was actually twisted in, kind of looked like, you know, kind of like, you know, like one of them limp, like, yeah, limp kind of.
Right.
So she was cocked in like that. And whenever I put weight on it, it'd go. And then that wasn't good, you know, so we had to fix that problem. So at first I just kind of pulled my foot back and I held my ankle in my one hand and I held my foot in the other and I just put it where it looked like it would be right, you know, like that. And then my wife put her hands and Lindsay, her girlfriend, which didn't have done any healing before, and she put her hands on her hands. We had like a hand sandwich.
Exactly.
That was a joke. Like, okay.
But that's what we rolled. We put my hands, stack the hands up like that. And Lindsay, she says to me, she says, well, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? I said, you don't have to do anything. Just make a joyful feeling in your heart. And all I want you to do is feel the energy that's in between the sandwich. In between, I don't remember if she was first or I was first or who was first. I said, just sense the energy at your hand. And then just hold the joyful feeling and visualize us going to the haunted house tonight. And that's our end result, right? So we want to visualize us being in the haunted house. So I said, that's that. And so Shelly says, well, we should start healing you now, because by now it's probably 5:00. You know, she's like, we should start healing you now before your buddies get over here, so that by the time they get here, we're already healing it. And I'm like, oh, okay, sure. You know, my wife normally doesn't volunteer for healing. Okay, so you got to know. It's not something that she normally goes, Andre, you fix it. You know, like, I don't want to fix it. You fix it. You know, but anyway, so she's like, we should start now. I'm sitting on the couch, and this is when the clear fluid and all this shit is running out of my leg. I mean, a lot of clear fluid come out of my leg. So I got my ankle up. Her and her girlfriend are holding it, and they look pretty hot holding it, too, you know. I'll be honest, they're on their hands, and it was looking good. Anyways, and they were putting their hands on it, and I think they worked me for probably almost an hour. I think a couple 20-minute sessions. We did 20 minutes on, and I take a break, 20 minutes back working at it, took a break, another 20 minutes. So maybe over an hour's period of time. They got it so that when I would just put weight on it, the bone wouldn't crack no more. Remember that? Because I'm like, when everybody got here, I could put weight on it. I couldn't stand on it, but I could. You know what I mean? At first, there was no standing anything on it. You'd put it and go, oh, that wasn't happening. So after an hour, maybe an hour of those guys doing it, then my buddy showed up, and I could put weight on it. I couldn't walk on it or gimp on it, but I could actually put weight on it, and the bone had stopped going. So I could put weight on it, and it wouldn't make no goofy sounds.
When Rob came in.
That was why I told you about that, too. So what I did is I had the women put their hands on it and make like a circle. And they would do the hand sandwich thing. And, we just were running energy, you know, making loops of it. And I would do the directing with my mind of what I wanted to happen. And so they're running the energy, and her boyfriend, which just rides forward with me, he didn't even know that he knew anything about chi or any of this stuff. And apparently his dad's been teaching stuff and for years. So he's a chi guy. I woke up in a chi, but he only comes from the martial end of it. He's like, he uses his chi, like, after we got into the stuff, you know, he showed me how he leaves the chi into somebody. Like, he'll make an energy ball, and then he'll hit somebody with that ball, and then he'll pull his hand back and leave the energy in him because it's just absolutely devastating in a fight situation. You know, like, he'll generate the chi, and boom, and he'll just let the, he says he pushes the chi in far enough until he can feel it is wherever he wants it to be in their body. He says, and then he pulls it back out, like, boom, and he says, people just drop. Anyway, so that's he has a martial arts background with chi, so he comes over and he wants to know what we're doing, you know, why we're doing it like this. And I'm telling him this is what we're doing. And he goes, all right, so he does this little gathering technique thing he does, you know, and he puts his hand right in between, like the girls got their hands probably 10 inches apart. So he makes up this ball, and he shows his hand right down in the middle between them. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, I don't know about one hand, man. I know if I grab somebody with one hand, it's not in balance. You're like, woo! So he throws his big chi ball down in the middle of it, and next thing you know, I'm looking at Shelly, I'm looking at Lindsay, and she's looking at Lindsay, and we're looking at each other. We're like, man. And Rob is standing over the top, and he's got sweat, like, forehead is bulging, and he's got sweat dripping on his face, landing on us. We're like, what are you doing? He's like, what's this? Oh. He got his hand going. He's like, dippy, wasn't he? He's like, he went over and grabbed a glass out of the thing and shoved it in the icebox. Like, what happened to you? You know, and he's got sweat and shit dripping off. And I thought he did the one-hand technique. I was like, I don't know, but one hand. You know, you got three people running energy. Not one person, you got three. So that's a multiply. You got one guy times the second guy times the third dude, so you got a lot of power. And Rob makes a potential energy, is what I would call it, a chi, and he just steps it in the middle. I think he got the end result. We were down there one day, and we're like, he's probably the guy on the end of the electrical fence, and you know, like how it is, you grab somebody's ear, and then you grab the electric fence, and the guy on the other end, you know, that guy, whoever your end guy on the fence gets nailed. I think that's
yeah,
what happened.
Yeah, that sounds exactly what happened. Is he got the brunt of the negative energy there.
He got the brunt of something, because I tell you what, he won't do that again.
I bet.
I'm sure it helped me my ankle a lot. You know what I mean? Just that potential energy. If we must have had enough energy. Basically, for that, for me, what that was to show me that we actually have enough flowing energy that when somebody else that was a chi guy that could generate chi at least enough to affect the fight, you know what I'm saying, interjected his chi, but it was a different thought form, you know what I mean? His we had a healing chi, and I think he was just going like, here's some energy, kind of, you know what I mean? And so I think we brought that energy field into our circular field, you know, he was just a straight line kind of guy, you know, like in, out, even understandable, it's always moving, there's no in, there's no out, it's always in flow. And he just kind of short-circuited.
That's a very good analogy of what happened. Actually, that's exactly what happened is you guys were circulating it, and he was doing that linear fashion, and it just linear right into him.
Right. You know, and I guess there's, you know what I mean, your whole system is exactly how I believe the energy flows. It's flowing. You know what I mean? It's crazy around everything. Everything comes and goes at the same time. There's, you know, everything, the tornadoes, you know what I mean, all that stuff's all same energy, you know what I mean, it's always, it's what's coming is going, what's going is coming, and it's in a constant state of flow. When you tighten something up, like I was reading the other day, they were talking, I haven't asked you about this, I think it was in Wushu or something like that, where they were tightening about going ahead and grabbing your butt muscle and cranking it up tight, and then pounding in the energy down the front court, you know, whoa, 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 and then telling your body to store this energy. And I'm like, grab hold of your, you know, and tighten up your whole area, you know what I mean? So I thought I'd try it, you know what I mean? So I just got up in my ready position like that. I was like, holy panic, right? You know, you could feel it like it was dead-ended, you know what I mean? Like, I can feel it right now. You're like, I can't, we'll come up with that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm always amazed at the bizarre ways people think that they're going to get energy out of them. You know, it's just like bad. So what you're saying is that you healed it enough that you went to that event that night?
Oh, yeah, of course we went to the event. So, yeah, let's get back to that. Now, at this time, Rob had put his energy into it, and I could stand on it, and I could like, do those light gym steps where you could walk on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could put a little weight on it and take another step, but not real strides. So that was probably at about, I don't know, 5:30-ish or something like that. And when did you reach out? Remember when you said, what did you say? You said something like, are you going to hurry up and heal us so we can go tonight yet or what? Remember that?
Yeah.
When was that? When you and Lindsay were here? Or was that when Rob showed up? I don't know. My wife, she's getting cocky there. She goes, would you just hurry up and fix this so we can go to the Halloween thing? You know, I'm like, she's becoming impatient with me because I'm not fixing my broken ankle fast enough for her. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, thank you. So anyway, so my partner showed, she's wondering why I'm not fixing it fast enough. You know?
Exactly.
Normally quick, she says. So Billy shows up anyways, and then so now Billy's like, he's my partner at work, so we do stupid, crazy shit. Like, the average guy goes, yeah, right, you know what I mean? But we pull shit off that, when me and Billy work as a team, we don't have the I can't, Because here's the bottom line. In business, if we say I can't, we don't get paid. Okay, so when me and Billy work together, it always has to have a solution set, not a problem set. So we don't know I can't. We just do it, and we just keep doing it until whatever we do happens. So he came over, and we've worked with Energy for 3 years solid together, you know. And he put his hands on, and it was just like, as soon as he threw his hands on Lindsay and Shelly, they went right to sweat. Both of them, hands are pulsing, hands are shaking. I mean, Billy throws his hands on, it's like, man, thanks, bro, because you just get this, whoom, and it goes, whoom, whoom, whoom. And it just can go, oh, okay, I want to fix that there, there, move that, yeah. Oh, okay, that, yeah, put that back there, yeah, good. Okay, let me go. Go check it, you know what I mean, go back and test. Hey, what's got to fix yet? This, okay, put the girls back on there, get Billy back on there, run the energy. See, when I like doing the healing, it's real simple. I mean, healing bone that hasn't had any time to know any difference is real easy because it knows how it's supposed to be. And the body, I think, in my mind, would rather just fix the fracture line or the problem instead of having to go through healing where it brings up the white blood cells and, you know, pulls all this stuff through it. It would just rather change the cell that's broke into the cell that's good. And, you know, I mean, we know that the body has what they're called T cells, which can be any single thing the body wants it to be in the moment it needs it. So the body already has these magical cells. So it's just a matter of having, in my opinion, having enough potential energy from, I always just use my buddies because it's cheap energy, and you have their energy, you direct, have them just direct the energy to flow through whatever they're doing, and then all you have to do is have the mind to tell that part to change. And what I've learned from the healings in the past is, like, if you take something, you got a goofy wrist or goofy finger, the more that finger hurts, the easier it is to fix. If you were to, you know, take a couple pain pills and you go, and your finger, like, quits hurting, you can't, it's, for me, I can't heal that finger because the mind's not focused on it. When there's some pain, like, your mind, it's really easy. You don't have to be a Buddha meditation dude to focus on, fuck, I can't hurt that, really hurts, right? Like, so my ankle's broke, and the bone was coming out of the side of it. There wasn't much mentalization needed, okay? The bone was sticking out the side. It's bleeding clear fluid, and my foot's hacked in. So, that ain't a real big deal, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you know what your foot's supposed to look like, and that bone's definitely not supposed to be sticking out of it. And my wife's going, what do you mean you don't got it fixed yet? We only got 2 hours to go. We got to be at the Halloween thing.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're pretty right on the bone thing too. It's just like that's right. They would rather the body wants to do the quickest, easiest thing that you can do for it. So, you know, to me, if you can get enough of those T cells working for you, you know, you get the results that you got.
And that's exactly what it is. You know what I mean? To me, the easiest thing to repair is the bones, that kind of stuff. I know, you know, Angle, you're going to have a bunch of listeners again going, ah, blah, 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 but I, whatever, you know. I mean, I know that the stuff that you guys are teaching got me to this level. I mean, did I have some ability before I met you guys? Absolutely. My mind wasn't cluttered like the average person's mind. So, absolutely, I did.
Well, you know why I think the bone thing works real well for you, too, is because, you know, in your job, you do the brake linings and you bend them in places and everything. So you just get used to forming these different shapes in your head that's easy. And so it's very easy to get this good mental picture. And really, it's that kind of stuff is required in order to take care of the problems that you're talking about taking care of.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, here's the bottom line. I mean, if you're looking at it from what have you guys showed me, you guys, definitely your teachings changed my life. First of all, I'm just going to give you 20 seconds for the raves, dude, because, you know, you're just a great dude. I don't know anybody else like you. He's just an amazing and amazing and amazing individual. Me and my wife's life in the last 3 years, we went from the average person in the world where we thought things happened to us where we were always victims of everybody else's bullshit. All the problems always ended up falling on our laps to fighting like the average couples do. And in 3 years, we're the best. We're our best friends in the world. We went from living in a $60,000 house to a $250,000 house in just using technique of chi. I mean, learning how to visualize properly. As a matter of fact, Al, when I did those first videos for you guys out in New Jersey, I told Al the story about how we did the manifestation, the creative visualization for manifesting a house. You know, and it was really cool because I got back in 3 months. He called me up. He's like, "Hey, I got me a house, man. You don't know." And then, you know, he told us the story about, you know, how him and his wife and with a lady. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It was just awesome. You know what I mean? And I tell you, me and Al made it. It was really easy when me and Al were together because he is so much of like you are. You know what I mean? And I'm like you are. So it was real easy. Like, we'd talk about stories about how we used to, you know, do projections and how when you step out of body, you see all these, you know, you get those, well, I don't know if other people want to hear about that, but how different things happen when you actually get out. And, you know, the only people that know that, you don't read that stuff in a book, you actually have to have the experience it. And we started talking like that, and I told Alex, this is how I did my house, I made this list, I did this, and I made it win-win. You know, like, and that comes from, you know, your situation. I was making it better, you know, win-win for everybody. And then he calls up. He's like, yeah, 3 months he got the house. It was, like, exactly the same. His actually happened quicker than mine was probably 3 or 4 months. And I think Al's was only, like, what, a month and a half?
That was probably less than that. I'll tell you, it was, you know, the story that you told me, I think that really helped me because it allowed my mind just kind of see that process happening. And so when we saw this house, and I called, you know, Rob immediately, and I said, you know, what do you think about this? And, you know, we started checking it out together. You know, do you know what I mean? I mean, that we started getting an idea of what we wanted to do here, and it did work. You know, and kind of just,
yeah,
like what you were talking
yours,
about.
In your case, you remember it was like a last second. We kind of had to get on it right away because, like,
yeah.
It just came out of the blue that you had to leave, you know. So,
yep.
You know, I mean, instead of panic about it, we just went right into gear and, you know, started doing it, relaxing down, getting, you know, doing all the things that we tell the Inner Circle members to do. And, you know, it got done exactly that way. So it is kind of cool how this stuff works, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, when you get the results, they're almost more than perfect in the sense that you get results better than you could even expect to get, and it even, you know, blows your mind.
That's what's scary about it. You know what I'm saying? I remember we were talking over at those fajitas or whatever we were eating there, and when we would talk, it was like he could feel my energy. I'm like, this is what happened, and you carry that moment with you when you realize that this is exactly what you wanted, this is how it happened, and all these events, you can't almost imagine that all of these events lined up in your favor, but it was also beneficial for everybody else that it touched. It helped the person selling it because of their situation. It helped the bank guy because he didn't make his commission. It helped this guy. And they just unfold. And it was just amazing. And I was, when you were telling that story, I was just stoked. I was like, that's it. That's exactly, you know. And I think you really pulled a lot from our conversation together because we were able to bond so closely and so quickly together.
Absolutely. And that, you know, that's the power of when you get those minds connected, and you're a chi guy, that energy just comes off, and automatically my mind accepts a lot more after even spending a little bit of time with you, because I could feel that expectation and that presence inside of you, and it's kind of like, you know, right on, this is exactly, you know, how you really should be thinking, and that's the way you think. You like you said when I met you, I said, you know, you have a strong belief system, and you said, no, I don't have a strong belief system, I have a strong, that's just what it is, system. And I thought that was a great way to say that, because that is the way it is.
Right. Yeah, I remember you said something about a belief system, and I'm like, nah, it ain't a belief system. It is the way it is, system.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's just amazing. And, you know, I don't know, do you have, I'm going to ask you this question, do you have the other people actually having contact with you guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can Inner Circle people actually talk to you guys?
Yeah, well, Sifu Jones has a program where he takes on students and he mentors them personally. And then I have some people that I work with as well. But I would say that that Sifu Jones does the majority of that.
Okay. Well, this is for all the guys that will be listening to this then. Your goal is to do whatever exercises that they see where, I mean, like when I met Rob, he had to know what level I was at, kind of, and it's kind of a weird thing because Rob can, by talking to him, he can gauge where you're at as far as, how you are, how the mind is able to absorb or see things. And it was kind of cool because he'd give me homework to do. He'd say, like, all right, do this and do that. And I would do it, and I'm going, man, this shit's really dumb, you know what I mean? And then I'd do it, you know what I mean? And we'd talk in 3 or 4 days later, and he would ask me, he'd say, like, okay, what happened when you did these? And I'd be like, well, I seen this, and this felt funny, and this happened over here. And he goes, okay, I know you did them. You know, and then he'd give me something else to do, and, you know, and I would do that. And he was like, you didn't do them, did you? I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, I don't think you, because, you know, he could bust me when I wasn't doing what he told me to do. I don't know. I thought it was amazing. I mean, to me, I go to my wife, I go like, man, he knows that I didn't do those sets. How the hell did he know that I didn't do them sets? But he always knew it. It was crazy. So for, you know, for you guys that are taking this mentor, this inner circle, if he has a curriculum for you to do, do it, because I can't imagine him not being able to do for you guys what happened for me, because my life is absolutely unbelievable because of Rob and Al's program. I mean, if somebody would have to look at this and go, yeah, this stuff doesn't work, they didn't do the exercises. You can't have big muscles without lifting weights, bottom line. You can't see things, project things, unless, one, you're around people that can, or have access to people that you can, you know, somebody you can talk with. It, and you have to have a system, bottom line. You have to have a system. And, I read stuff every day, and I'll call Rob and we'll be like, hey, what do you know about this, this, and this? And then he'll go, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it all ties back to the exact same systems Rob is teaching. If you can get to Rob and you can talk with him, he will change your life. If your life doesn't change, it's because of your mind. You don't want better for yourself. If you want better for yourself, the tools, I mean, I spent thousands and thousands of dollars at seminars and all kinds of e-stuff that's crazy. Your system worked. It changed my life. Bottom line, it changed my life. My wife's relationship, our money situation, we used to worry about money. And now it's always there. It's just amazing, isn't it, baby?
What?
We don't worry about money anymore.
No, we don't.
I mean, the bottom line is, 3 years ago, I was sitting in the upstairs apartment, and I'm thinking, man, my life just sucks. And I'm talking to Rob on the phone about doing some projection techniques he was teaching me at the time. And, you know, 3 years later, I'm living in $250,000 house. And, I mean, to me, that's just amazing. It just, what do you think, baby?
So Andre, going back to that broken ankle. So what was you went to that event and did you actually were able to walk around on your leg and everything without pain or what?
Yeah, man, you make a big deal out of the ankle thing. You know, you think that's a great thing, but. You know,
well, I think most people would. You know, most people have to go to a doctor and they got to get a cast on, and it's just like a 6 to 8 week process to get over it.
But it's not.
Like
it's really not. I mean, well, honey, how long? She's laughing at me. She's looking at me because I'm buzzing. I mean, in our house, okay, that's not accepted. Okay, that. We don't accept that body part wants to be broke. Okay, it happened in a traumatic situation. Bang. So the body doesn't want to have the disease. It's not like having, like, if you got some long-term disease, the body has learned that disease. When you're talking about a broken bone, that's or a rip or a cut or a tear or a torn muscle or something like that, the body doesn't really want to be broke.
Right, right. And so you're saying because it doesn't want to be broke, it's already going to agree with you because of the pain factor it's feeling. It's going to agree with your spirit to fix itself if it knows how, right?
Right. I mean, I'll be honest with you, dude. I am not the best healer in the world by any means. There's 100 things that I try. I try things to fix things every single day of my life, okay? And some things I don't know how to do them yet. You know what I mean? But I contribute my successes is because I have millions and millions of failures. I mean, you're hearing about the things that I'm successful at. I can tell you things that I can't do. You know what I'm saying? But nobody wants to hear about them. But for us and our family, we continue to try every day. Like, we're trying to heal our dog right now. You know what I'm saying? And we're trying to do it every single day, and we're not having any success with it. Like, we don't know why. you know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, actually, you're actually having really good success because he really should have died a long time ago, and you've been keeping him alive up to this point, actually. So I think that's
well,
pretty successful.
Yeah, I mean, we've got him walking again, you know, and standing up and going outside again, you know. So I guess I can't say that because, yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, okay, I guess I shouldn't say that like that, but I like immediate fixes. You know, I want to lay my hands on, I want to have the set pot, I want to do a routine, I want to do a thing, and I want it to be fixed. And I guess, yeah, you're right with Bear. He's walking again. He's going outside again. He ain't losing his balls. You know what I'm saying?
A little more playful.
And he's playful again. So I guess, yes, he's getting better, but he's not getting better in a quick time, fast enough for me. You know,
well, he hasn't gone back to, like, he's 21 years old again, right? So, you know, that is sometimes what we think. Sometimes we're going to just make everything not only right, but even better than it was before. And you know, you got to be specific. You know, in your mind, when you want things to happen, you have to be very specific. And the more specific you can see it, like a video clip going off in your head, the better these things work. I mean, that's what you're really good at doing there, Andre, is being able to see that picture in your head well, and that's why things like this work for you.
Right. Well, it's all technique that you've taught, though. You know what I mean? Good night, Dennis. Love you. All right. I mean, there was just the other night, my dad, he's living with us, and he was I'm trying to get him into doing some healing, and so I give him, I sit him down, and he has a hard time breathing sometimes, so I gave him some blood washing to do. I'm sure everybody knows what blood washing is, and I just had him do that, the blood washing technique over himself, and I didn't even really tell him what it was going to do. I said, just run the energy like this. I sat next to him, and created a big field around us. And I did the workout with him, you know, I mean, it's just normal workout, just did it real slow for him, though. And, you know, he probably made 15 sets, and he goes, oh, I can feel electricity jumping off my hands. He said, like, hey, Daddy, and what did you say that energy felt like when you were doing that blood washing the other night? This is Dennis, this is my dad here.
It was like a tingling, bubbling sensation. You could just, like, pull the screen up, and you could pull it through your body, and as you did it, you could feel it tingle.
Okay, now that's my dad, and that was the first set he did in the first night, right? It was the first time we did it. He's got goosebumps talking about it. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Love it. And, you know, I mean, obviously it's easier when you're in the presence of somebody else that creates that feel. I can still feel it. That's awesome. So, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I hop them up, you know what I mean, like you do for me. And that's another thing, that when you get contact with Rob, he has his wacky ability just to make you, like, giggly like this and just, you know, and it's just, you never hang up with Rob going, son of a bitch, man, that sucks. Every day you get off the phone with you, you're like, yeah, da-da-da. There's no drug in the world that makes you feel the way good she guys feel. I mean, but anyway, so my dad's running the screens, first time running the screens, and he can see the screen layering through him, and you just heard him. I mean, that was the first set of screens a man's ever done in his life, and he's able to drag it through and pull the goosebumps out of him.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I mean, that's, of course, you know, like you say, you're right there with them. And, you know, with a little bit of help, it's amazing what even people who don't do things can feel. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Hey, Andre, you still there? I think we lost.
his phone went out.
I told you it would. It always does, man. The cell phones aren't going to last, man. That's way too much energy to zip through them, huh?
Yeah,
you know, but, you know, this is kind of what happens, you know, from time to time. What are you going to do?
Yep.
So, you know, his cell phone's going to be dead, and that's all he has. So we're going to have to, like, maybe do a part two or something like that. And
yeah, that'd be good.
All right. We'll check this and see how well the sound came out. If not, we're going to have to get him a landline probably, because I'm not sure if half the stuff came out. That's the problem with the cell phone.